start today's episode, it will be sponsored by Hydroelectrics. It keeps you energized all day, every day, and lasts up to 8 hours. They're in biodegradable paper bottles and help our environment. Stop by and grab you one. Now let's begin today's topic. Today's topic is on being a Black girl in America from a teenager's point of view. I've always grown up thinking I had to look and act like an average American white girl to be accepted into their friend group. I've always wanted to be them and not me. I've always wanted the long, luscious hair, the perfect life that they quote-unquote have. Growing up around white people and going to white schools taught me quite little about how to love myself as a Black woman, but has taught me a lot how life would be and look like if I was a white woman instead. Although my parents have always taught me Black girl magic, I've never been taught Black girl magic in school. Black girl magic is the opinion of greatness. Yes, greatness, because our greatness has been stomped on, tortured, and stolen, and told it was too urban, too ghetto, too aggressive, too opposite of mainstream. Our lips, noses, melanin, butts, hips, breasts, are the strengths of our ancestors, intelligence, and everything in between that creates our beauty naturally was considered too much. They smack our style, mannerism, hairstyles on white women, so they call it the new and trending, but in truth it's crude and mediocrity. Black girl magic isn't a trend to borrow, it's what we exude from our core. Due to tough times, we've shown it and always proven as originators, so we are Black girl magic in every sense of words, if that makes sense. And I don't want nobody to feel like they are not up to our standards as Black people, because we, even though we don't look alike, we all match each other's standards. No one is better than anyone, ever. No matter your skin color, money, wealth, nothing. No one is better than anyone. For every girl out there, no matter if you're Black, white, Asian, Hispanic, anything, says, I just want to tell you I see you beneath your layers of sarcasm, behind your casual nonchalance, in your armor of quick wick, I see you. You've been hurt so often you built a wall and convinced yourself it was them, it was you. Self-inflicted punishment for being too nice, too naive, too vulnerable, too soft. Do you? Receded unnaturally and slow at first, but hurt, says hurt is a life's quicksand. And it pulled you in with little hesitation. Your smile and your smiles are getting littler. Your responses are getting shorter. Your wall is getting a little taller until you finally hit it all together. Your true essence masked by shame, but sis, I see you. I see who you are and who you wish to betray. I feel your hurt, you attempt to deflate. I hear your words you leave unsaid. I need you to know your kindness is appreciated and your innocence is powerful. Your vulnerability is admirable. Your soft is inspirational. Sis, I want to tell you I see you because I am you.